The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Are you ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, called the Champions of the People Injury Show, because our website is championsofthepeople.com. We do champion people's causes, and we have for over 30 years. We've helped injured victims put their lives back together again. We've helped them. We've helped their families. You know, when you've been injured, it affects you. It affects your entire family. Sometimes the breadwinner is out of work. Sometimes the other spouse, not the main breadwinner, is out of work. Sometimes both are out of work. You need somebody in your corner, you need somebody on your side, and you need somebody with experience that understands the perils, problems, hurdles you're going through, and the hurdles you have to jump over, and the hurdles and the bridges you have to cross, and the insurance maze that you have to navigate, and the fight that you have to wage with the insurance company to pay you fair compensation. And so to do that, you know that you need information. You know you need to be trained. You know you need to be educated. And that's what we do right here on this show. We do it every week. We have other injury shows in the Denver metropolitan area and in the mountain areas as well. But this show is for you. It's designed to give you education and training, to give you the knowledge, to hopefully give you a level playing field with the insurance company who's waging war against your injury claim. And don't kid yourself. That's exactly what it is. But you can win the war. But you can't win the war by guessing, by hoping, by thinking it might come out okay, by doing nothing, by ambulating through this insurance maze without guidance, without a strategy. You need a legal game plan. And by the way, we've written a book entitled Legal Game Plan. That's one of our six books available on our website, championsofthepeople.com. So you can go there and download an e-copy free of any of our books, but Legal Game Plan deals with strategies for you and for your injury and for your accident and for the trauma and for your future. And also you can call our office anytime you want at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, 5900. And we'll be glad to send you a hard copy of our books for free at any time. And by the way, we do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. Okay, today we're talking about 10 ways to wreck your own injury claim. 10 ways to wreck and ruin your own injury claim. You've been injured in an accident. It's a confusing situation. It's complicated. So, Brad, let's cover a little bit. They have to have rules and regulations. They have to understand the strategies, or you're not going to win.
Well, that's right. Personal injury claim, there's a lot of common sense to it, and then there's a lot of things you got to think about. Of what you're doing when you're making certain decisions and when you're taking certain actions. And when you get into a crash, there's a lot of things you have to start doing to make sure you're not gonna ruin your personal injury claim right there. You want to start from the very beginning. I really believe one of the ways you ruin your personal injury claim is not having enough underinsured motorist coverage and not having enough med pay. I think that if you want to make sure you have a safe or an appropriate recovery and a good recovery for your personal injury claim, you need to have med pay. A lot of you are going to say, well, maybe my medical insurance can cover it, but there's a lot of nuances. We've talked about it before, and we can get into it. But you want to have med pay. You want to be able to go get the care and get the treatment that is necessary. And then you also want to have some good underinsured motorist coverage or uninsured motorist coverage, so that the funds are there to collect. I've said many times, and I will continue to say, anytime you see all these commercials from lawyers who are getting all sorts of money for their clients, that it starts with the money being there. And the money is there in only one of a couple of ways. Number one, you're dealing with a commercial entity that has a large insurance policy. Or number two, you happen to have been hit by somebody who had a large insurance policy. Or number three, you had a lot of uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage yourself. But that's one of the first ways I think you can ruin your personal injury claim is just plain not paying attention to your own insurance.
And we've covered that before, and we've even said that you can prepare for an accident before you even have the accident, because the insurance company is already prepared before you have your accident, before you are injured, before you went off to the ER and the emergency room by this idiot that was texting, that rear-ended you, T-boned you, took you out of your game plan. You know, look, it's emotional. It's very emotional. It's confusing. We understand that. Sometimes you get foggy. It's very complicated. You know, how do your medical bills get paid? What does your future hold? How do you make a claim? You know, what do you need to say to the insurance company? What do you need to hold back? What legitimate forms do you have to sign? It can be very confusing. One of the biggest mistakes, one of the ways you can wreck your own injury claim, and I mean wreck it, is to not get a proper consultation with an attorney. You know, the initial consultation is free. It's a no-brainer. That doesn't mean you have to hire the attorney, but you need to understand the rules and the rules of the road and how to navigate the insurance maze. You need to have the education. You need to be trained and have the information. And if you do, and when you do, you won't be hoping, you won't be wondering, you won't be guessing what's going to happen. Look, how you respond before the accident happens determines the outcome. How you respond after the accident happens determines the outcome, your life, your future. So what do you know, what you do, what you don't know, how do you do it, are all very important matters. So one of the ways you can wreck your injury claim is just not even visit with an attorney. You know, the insurance company statistics show that you receive more money from them when you hire an attorney than when you don't. They don't want you to hire an attorney. Why? Yeah, but Brad, let's talk about that a little bit. They don't want you to hire an attorney because I don't think they want you to have the information. They want to have the information, and they want to win the war.
Well, that's right. Once again, they know they've got you because if you're not hiring an attorney, they know you're working on ground that you don't have any kind of education or experience or training. They know they have that. They came to work for the insurance company. And the first day they came to work, the insurance company didn't say, go start answering the phones and negotiate a deal. The insurance company put them through training. They gave them training manuals. They put them through training. They put them through classes. Then they said, now, look, in addition to that, you're going to have a supervisor who's going to look at your cases and see how you do. They gave them scenarios where they were able to try and determine what they would do and how they should handle different people calling in and getting different amounts of information and what's important. They made sure that they had access to lawyers if they want them, and they say, here's a lawyer, or here are lawyers you can contact, or here's a supervisor who's been doing this for 20 years you can talk to. If it's a case that has significant damages, they are going to roundtable it, at which point they have more than one mind thinking about it. And then they come to a number, and if they have any more questions, then they'll get a hold of a doctor or a lawyer to help them. Now, they have all that going on their side, and they're just hoping and hoping and hoping that you're not going to get a lawyer, that you're going to try and do this by yourself. And they know some of the tricks. I promise you, there's a manual out there in each one of the insurance companies that addresses. It may not say tricks, but it addresses ways to get you to feel good about the adjuster. Oh, we're so sorry this happened to you. How can we help you? We just want to help you. What can we do for you? Let us pay your medical bills direct. Let us contact the other people on your behalf. Just send us these medical records so we can get your claim done quickly. And, you know, you don't really want to see a lawyer and they're hoping you don't see a lawyer because, by gosh, we don't want any more investigation of that. Now, you're in there trying to get all that done. And believe me, it's like you're walking into a Major League Baseball game trying to hit the pitch from a Major League pitcher. And the chances of you hitting one are probably one out of a million.
Right. But if you have the information and knowledge, then you can do it. You can win the war. We always say that you can win the war, but you must know the strategies. You must have a strategy. You know, to implement a strategy, in the first instance, you must have one, right? And if you have one, you must have the correct ones. And if your attorney doesn't understand the lay of the land or the established playing field, then you're going to lose. If you don't understand it, it hurts your chances of winning and being paid fair compensation. We've said all along this is a war. You know, the questions that you can ask yourself, you know, I've been injured in an accident. Do you know what to do with your medical bills? Well, I think so. Do you know everything? Do you know about subrogation? Do you know how they're handled? Do you know what the importance the insurance company puts on them? Well, no, not really. Do you know what to do with your injuries? Do you know what to do with your medical records? Questions. These insurance companies already know the answers to all these issues. They know this, and they don't want you to be trained. They don't want you to be educated. If you go to a law firm like ours, you get a free initial consultation. At a Bell and Pollock, you get a free legal game plan. We trademark protected that process. We have a book on it called Legal Game Plan. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download a free copy of our ebook anytime. There's 6 books there. There's another new one on the way, not published yet, but you can do it. You know, and what Brad and I are talking about, you know, Brad, this can apply to any trauma. It can apply to a bike accident, a motorcycle accident. It can apply to any of them.
That's right. It really doesn't matter what the trauma is or how it happened, what happened, or whether you were on a walking, or whether you're on your a motorcycle, whether you're on a bike. Work comp is going to have certain rules and regulations. They're a little bit different. Well, actually, they're a lot different than a regular car crash. But basically, we're talking about when you've been hurt as a result of the inappropriate actions or the negligence of another. And that injury is caused by someone else. And the question is, how are you going to get made whole? How are you going to be fairly and completely and fully compensated for what happened to you? And what rules are there out there to give you the compensation that you're entitled to? Many of you don't realize that you're entitled to compensation when you've been hurt.
Or how much. You know, so think about this. You're at the scene of an accident. The at-fault driver admits fault, says, "I'm sorry, it was my fault." And then you make a claim and the insurance company blames you. Blames you. You heard me right. The insurance company and their attorneys. Next up, we're going to be covering on the Champions of the People Legal Show that topic. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Always fasten your seatbelt. There's a statute in Colorado on that. And you're going to fasten your seatbelt for this show because we are literally going to take off with the information that you need, that you want to know, that you have to know to beat the insurance company on your injury claim. It's that simple. Right before the break, we talked and posed the rhetorical question of what happens when the other driver, the at-fault driver at the scene admits fault, tells the police they're at fault, tells you they're sorry, they were at fault, they weren't paying attention, they ran into the back of you. And then you make a claim with the insurance company, and then the insurance company and many times the insurance company attorneys in the case blame you for all or part, for being partially at fault or wholly at fault. And you got to be sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. You're just kidding me. You're right, Gary, Brad, you're kidding me. We're not kidding you. Okay, so then we've talked about in our shows before how they plead and argue comparative negligence, how they plead and argue assumption of the risk, how they try to reconstruct accidents and get the speed. But you can win this war. That's what we do these shows for. You have to have the information, the knowledge for you, for your life, for your future, for your family, right? We're talking about today the 10 ways that you can wreck and ruin your own injury claim. You don't want to do these. And we've talked about the scene before. Brad, let's go over what happens with the police. You've got to call the police. You've got to have a police report. And sometimes people at the scene ask you or try to talk you out of calling the police. Let's don't call the police. I've got insurance. We can get this thing covered.
Big mistake. Don't ever, ever, ever fail to call the police. call the police. Now, I know they say, well, what if I'm on accident alert? Well, that's a different situation. But in normal circumstances, if you've had any kind of damage, if you've been, if your car has any kind of damage, if you're hurt, call the police immediately. If there's damage to your car, you should be calling the police. Try not to move the cars. Yes, a lot of times they're moved out of the way of traffic, when, and it's going to be hard to reconstruct that at times. And you've got, now you're going to be dealing with accident reconstructionists. But you need to call the police, because I promise you that report or that way that the accident happened, that occurred when the accident happened and what the person told you, is not going to be the same thing they're saying when they get in a conference with their adjuster, and they and the adjuster start going over things. And they start reliving the crash, and they start saying, you know, well, there was this opportunity you had to avoid it, and there was this thing they were faced with, and there's a lot of excuses. Or sometimes just the people that were in the crash just flat out lie later on. They deny that what they did, they deny how it occurred. It is such a mistake not to call the police and have a report written up and identify what occurred.
Right, and if you're injured and you call the police, if it's snow alert or weather alert, then you need to report and tell them that you're injured. That you're injured. And if nothing else, if they don't come, if nothing else, there's probably a recording of your call. If you make a 911 call, there's probably a recording of the call. Because later the insurance company is probably going to say you weren't injured. Probably going to find and look for these mistakes that we're covering today. We're telling you about these mistakes so you don't make them, right? So you know about them. Information is empowering. That's what this show is about. It's educational, to teach you, to train you. The police report, you know, the police come. Brad and I, we've seen it all. We've seen everything from them switching drivers at the scene. Oh, no, I wasn't driving. This other person was driving. One of our clients took a video of them switching drivers. How do you like that? You think that was important to the insurance company? Absolutely. The police report is incredibly important. The call to the police is important. Do not ever let anybody talk you out of making this call and having the police come. And if there's witness around, one of the next biggest mistakes we see people make is nobody gets a witness statement. We say, well, the witness, well, there was three of them. Do you know how to contact them? No. Well, there's a dispute now on how the accident happened, because the at-fault driver blamed himself or herself at the scene, but now the insurance company is blaming you. Do you have any witnesses? And no, I don't.
Or you get the contact information, but you don't keep it. You lose it. You don't know where it is. You don't know what happened to it. The contact information is so important. That's some of the first people that we as lawyers will call when the crash has occurred. And when you come into our office, we're going to call these people to make sure that we have their statements isolated, which should be an explanation to you, too, of that's exactly what the adjuster on the other side is trying to do. That's the first thing they want to do, is they want to get these statements. So, you know, please get witness statements or get the names of the witnesses. Somebody stops and says, I saw it. Let me help you. Say, please, can you write it down? Don't trust it to memory that you're going to remember it. Write it down. Get them to write it down for you and give you that, you know, their card or their contact information.
I want to put that in perspective for you. Many times in our careers, we've called witnesses on that have been listed accurately by on the police report, witnesses to the accident, and they might, and we say, okay, what did you see? What do you remember? And they describe it as XYZ, right? And it's different than the statement they gave at the scene to the police. The statement they gave at the scene to the police was ABC. They stated ABC, but now they're telling you on the phone XYZ. And so it's nice to politely remind them that you have the statement. We'll send it over to you. Maybe you forgot. Here it is. And many times they do forget. Many times it's a year later, a year and a half later. But it's important, because they... almost all the time they say, yeah, I see this. You're right. That jogs my memory. Absolutely. This has happened. ABC happened, not XYZ. So you need to get the witnesses' names and contact information. That's a huge mistake. That's one way that you can wreck and ruin your claim. And you say, well, I don't need to call the police. And you say, well, I called the police, so that's good enough. Not good enough. You say the police should get the witness statements, and they should. Many times they do, sometimes they don't. So, Brad, when the insurance company is starting to blame you, the driver who was rear-ended, that's incredible, you're rear-ended and they're starting to blame you, and you must have the witnesses' statements and contact information.
And you know, that's a statement to be made for all of you out there when you see a crash and it occurs. And if you can, in any way, give your name, even if you can't stay, if you can give your name to somebody, say, I saw the crash, here's my contact information, have somebody give me a call if they want to know what happened, it's important. It's important to have an accurate recount of what happened at the crash. And accurate recounts of what happened at the crash are very, very hard to reconstruct at times. I think any police officer listening to our show right now that handles traffic and has handled these crashes will tell you that at times, not always, but at times, in a large amount of times, it's very difficult to really figure out who did what or what occurred or how it occurred, because the two people in the crash will have different stories. They'll have different statements, and they're coming at it from different perspectives. And, you know, it's so important that if you're a witness, to give that information, let it be known that you're a witness, you saw something. And then as the witness, recount very clearly what you saw. If you have to write it down right away, or if you have to dictate it in some way into a dictaphone or into your computer or something, or into your phone if you want to dictate it, do something to get that information available. And it helps, because without that witness statement, a lot of times we're left guessing of what color the light was, or we're left guessing of who did what and how it was stated. And if the defense can put together an argument, they're going to put it together, and then next thing you know, somebody gets cheated out of their rightful recovery.
And in that scenario, sometimes it's your word against the other person's word, when it could be the witness's word that swings the case in your favor, rightfully, truthfully, and competently. You can call us anytime. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900, 795-5900. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get any of our books there for free. It's an information loaded website. We have all of our podcasts there. All of our radio shows are there for you. You got buttons you can hit and choose from to listen to what subject that you'd like to listen to, including this show. As soon as it is downloaded, it'll be on our website, championsofthepeople.com, as well. All right. So witnesses are important. You can make a big mistake. You can ruin or wreck your own injury claim if you don't protect the witnesses. You know, sometimes you're in the ambulance, you're off the emergency room, you can't do these things. But when you can, you must do them. You know, 2 years ago in the winter, I'm coming to work, I'm heading to court, and there's an accident, and I can't believe what I just saw. And I knew it was going to be a big dispute. So I stayed. I stayed over an hour and a half in the snow, the sleet. The police were there. I wasn't going to move. I had to call the court, tell them I'm going to be late. I was a witness. But they weren't going to get away with that. And they didn't get away with it. And that's why witnesses are so important. Brad, let's talk a little bit about another mistake. Another big mistake you make in these car crash cases, and it could be a bike case, a truck case, a motorcycle case, is not properly seeking medical attention.
Well, once again, when a crash occurs, normally it gets you going. You know, the adrenaline's pumping, and you're feeling like you have to take care of what happened in the crash. You put aside a lot of times, or the shock factor itself, you put aside the fact that you're hurt. Sometimes you don't even realize you're hurt. If you've been asked if you've been hurt in the crash, most of the time you ought to be saying, I don't know. When they say, what do you mean, I don't know? You look and say, right now my concentration, my efforts are on this or that. Of course, if you know you've been hurt, then answer yes. Say, I've been hurt. The danger is when you say no, because once again, it takes time to be able to figure out whether you're actually hurt and what that pain might be and to what extent you might be injured. You need to be able to have some time to be able to determine it. If you've been hurt and you know you've been hurt, get medical attention. The EMTs can come to the scene. Ambulance can come to the scene. You can get an ambulance ride to the emergency room. You can go check yourself in directly to the emergency room. Later on during the day or that evening, you can get to the emergency room. It's very important that you get there if you have any kind of injury and you start seeking medical attention. And the more significant the pain, the more it's starting to limit your ability to do things, the more you should be seeking medical attention to get there. So right. When you're first hurt, get there.
Right. You must seek medical attention. We don't ever preach in our law firm to make anything up. You don't make it up. We tell our clients, be truthful and honest, but be complete and thorough. Okay? And so you don't want to, sometimes symptoms don't onset until the next day, the next night. How many times have people told us, well, I didn't think I was hurt. I told the police I wasn't hurt. The next morning, I couldn't even get out of bed. And so now the insurance company lawyer said, well, you told the police at the scene you weren't hurt. What difference does all this make anyway, really? That's what we're talking about today. Why? Champions of the People, Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We'll be right back.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Mushrooms. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Put your motorcycle helmet on. Put your bicycle helmet on. We're going to take a legal ride this morning. We're teaching you and telling you the important information. Today's subject, the 10 mistakes you can make to kill and ruin and wreck your own injury claim. I mean, think about this, right? You've been injured. Somebody rear-ended you. You went to the emergency room. The doctor had to do a CT scan of your head, of your brain, to see if there was a brain bleed. Worried about that. Maybe worried about concussion symptoms. Had to do an MRI of your neck, C3, C4, C5. Finds bulging discs. Now you got numbness tingling down your arm. And it was not your fault. And the driver rear-ended you. And the idiot was texting when they did it, right? And you think, it was not my fault. I was injured. Surely, here's the myth coming at you. This is the myth. Ready for the pitch? Surely some insurance company is going to take care of me. Surely that's what insurance is for. Surely somebody will pay me. Wrong. They will pay you if you know how to win the war and the battle. They will pay you if you have a strategy like a legal game plan. You go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and get any of our books. We're six books that are there for free. You can download an e-copy for free. You can call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, and get a copy of our hard copy of our book free anytime. You know, Brad and I are injury lawyers. We've been helping injured victims for over 30 years. What you need is information. What you need is a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. So, Brad, let's go back to the subject. You know, what difference does this make? What difference does it make if you seek medical attention? What if there are gaps? What if you're not compliant? These are huge, huge subjects.
It is. And one of the worst things you can do is refuse medical attention when you're not feeling well, when you're hurt, and you think you're going to be all right, and you're playing a tough person, and you don't think you need to be addressing it. And I'll be all right. At least report it. Report it to the people. And if they say, do you want medical attention? Get some. What's wrong with medical attention if you've been hurt or if you have an injury? If rely on these trained medical people who are there trying to help you to take their suggestions on what they think you ought to be doing. Listen to them and tell them the truth and get all the information out and let them know what's happening. Now, if you decide you're not going to have medical attention at the time of that crash, once again, pay attention to what happens to your body and what's happening to you as the time goes by. Because once medical attention is important. And it makes sense. If you're sitting on a jury, would you be inclined to give somebody money for medical injuries if they've never been to the doctor? They never went to the doctor. Oh, yeah, I have this terrible pain that continues to give me problems. I can't turn my head. I can't turn my neck. I feel pain radiating into my shoulders and down into my arms and down into my fingers. Well, have you been to the doctor? Nope, never went to the doctor. Come on. Who's gonna believe you or even think that you should be made whole when you refuse to try to make yourself whole?
You're gonna wreck your own injury claim if you do this. And do insurance companies look at this? Do they look at this? Yes, they do. Eventually, they get your appropriate and correct medical records, right? We've covered that. Alcon versus Spicer is the case in Colorado. They get your records. And we did a whole show on how they try to go through and demoralize and demonize your medical records and tear them apart. And what they love to find is that you didn't go to the doctor. What they love to find is maybe you were injured in the crash, you told the police officer you weren't hurt, and you didn't go to the doctor for 2.5 weeks. I think, you know, one time we represented a medical doctor, and she self-treated for 2.5 weeks. And so the insurance company was trying to use that against her, even though she's a doctor and treated herself. There was no record of it. There was no treatment, but there was treatment. They say there was no treatment. So medical treatment and your medical records are critical. And the insurance companies, you need to listen to our show where we broke it all down for an hour-long show on how they attack medical records. And symptoms may not readily show up. They might onset over time. If you have an acute injury like a broken arm, it's going to happen. It's going to be there. It's going to show up. If you have a concussion, or post-concussive syndrome, some of those symptoms onset over weeks and months. But you need to understand the rules. That's a mistake you can make. And a mistake. Let's talk about gaps in medical treatment, Brad. Let's talk about being a non-compliant patient. Let's talk about being prescribed physical therapy sessions 8 times and you no-showed a 3 of them.
Well, you know, stop and think about it again. How's somebody going to review this? Now, you know, I will tell you, if you're at a crash and you've been hurt or you think you're having problems, call somebody you trust and that can get down there and help you with regard to how you're going to handle yourself and what you're going to report and how you're going to handle the crash. Don't be afraid to get on your phone and get somebody down there that you can that will help you and get your rights protected. Now, let's talk about missed appointments. Why do you have missed appointments? Do you have missed appointments because you just feel something's more important, or do you have missed appointments because you're not hurt? And do you have missed appointments because you don't think they're helping you, but yet you want the previous appointments and the future appointments paid for? Do you have missed appointments for other reasons? What are the valid reasons and what are the non-valid reasons for having missed appointments? And you've got to stop and think about that on how, once again, the insurance company is going to use that to their benefit. Defense lawyers and defense doctors are so happy when they see missed appointments, when they see that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, when they see that you're failing to carry out the advice of your doctor. Now, don't get it wrong. These same lawyers and these same defense doctors are going to eventually call your doctor all sorts of names. Maybe not right out, but they're going to accuse your doctor of being basically incompetent, not knowing what he or she is talking about, and over-treating you, and they're going to go after your doctor. But they so love it when you miss appointments and you don't do what you're supposed to do, because they know that they are now driving a wedge in between you and your recovery, because they know that they've got now arguments they can make to people as far as why you aren't really hurt, or why you're not hurt as bad as you say, or why you're not making yourself better. You have a duty to mitigate your damages if you've been hurt, and that means you've got to get on it. You've got to try to work to get better.
Right, and when you look at the medical records, you know, what's legitimate and what's not, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We have 6 books. You can download an e-copy free. You can call our law firm at 303-795-5900. We'll send you a hard copy of any of our books for free. And if you call us, you can have a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. A legal game plan, strategies attached to how the accident occurred. What were the momentum of forces? What was the mechanism of injury? How were you specifically injured? How to connect the dots legally, appropriately, medically? Prove your case. Did you have a pre-existing condition? How does that relate? You need a strategy. If you're hit by a drunk driver, you need a strategy, i.e. a legal game plan, right? If you're hit by a texting driver, you need a different legal game plan, right? If you're hit by a driver that left the scene, a hit and run, a different game plan. We have a book on hit and run at championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'd be glad to help you put your life and your family's lives back together again. Let's talk about going to the doctor, Brad. One of the things these insurance companies look for is you go to the doctor and they want to look for gaps, and they want to look for the doctor giving you advice, and they want to look for the doctor, and you not following the advice, and they want to look for the doctor giving you prescriptions, and you not filling the prescriptions, and they add this up like dominoes, and they want it all to fall when they pull out one domino.
That's exactly right. Once again, they're looking to see if you're doing things. Now, take too much medication, now you're a druggie. You're pain. You're seeking pain medications, and you're seeking medications not for the purpose of your injury, but for other reasons, and you're addicted. Don't take enough medication, then all of a sudden you're not really hurt. You don't really need it. You're able to survive without it. Why are we buying you medication if you can get along without it? So take what's prescribed. Do what is said. Otherwise, you open the door for those arguments. Now, can you put together a game plan to address those issues? Yes. Can you put together the right way to address those issues and to deal with them? Yes. Be much better if you had your attorney by your side while all this was happening and you were talking to your attorney, getting appropriate advice, knowing what was being what you needed to do and what you didn't need to do. You should, even without your attorney having to call you every day, recognize that you're dealing in a situation where you need to get better, and where if you have prescription medications, you should be getting. Get the prescription medication, use them as directed, and do what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. He just said a mouthful. Do what you're supposed to do with regard to medical treatment. Let me give you an example. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says you got to do XYZ. You got to go to physical therapy. You've got to go have an MRI in your neck. You've got to maybe have transforaminal epidural steroid injections. Maybe you have to have trigger point injections. You need to know how this affects your case. Your attorney needs to know the medicine. Your attorney needs to know how to prosecute your claim, right? And connect the dots timely and appropriately and truthfully for you. So you're treating with this doctor. And let's say you've gone to the doctor for a year. And then the doctor says, you don't need to come back. I'm going to give you an HEP, a home exercise program. And so the insurance company says, you stop treating after a year. No, you can win this war. You can win this fight. No, I didn't stop treating. The doctor gave me a prescription for a home exercise program, and I'm legitimately doing the home exercise program. No, there was no gap in medical treatment. But if you don't know these things, if you don't get a grasp of them, if you don't understand them, then you're going to lose the war. You can already see you're going to lose. And we're just talking about the tip of the iceberg, right? Right? You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, strategy, and strategies to win the war on your injury claim. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, because we champion people's causes. Do you know how to deal with the insurance company appropriately? That's next up. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your legal minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your MedPay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the MedPay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Today, this is Your Legal Minute. We are talking about texting and driving. You know there's a statute in Colorado that prohibits that. You also know many people still do it. You also know that when they're doing it, they don't see where they're going. They are distracted. They hit you. They injure you. What can you do about it? This is a big big, important factor. This is important for you, your recovery. If you can prove the other driver was texting and driving and not watching where they were going, then that's in your favor. You present that to the insurance company along with your insurance claim. That's just part of the legal game plan. That's part of the game plan to protect you, your rights, your remedies, your recovery. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Are you ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. I'm going to give you a small example. You ready for this one? This one's going to hit a home run for you. So you're injured. You go to the doctor. It wasn't your fault. This texting drunk driver hits you, sent you on this mission on your life, changing your life, all of these doctor's visits. Right? Now they're going to try to blame you. And if they can't blame you for how the accident happened, they're going to try to blame you for the damages. Blame you for not following medical advice. Blame you for not following up appropriately. So here comes the example. So now you've been to the doctor in the first year. Let's say you've been 38 times. You've been to the general doctor. You've been to physical therapy multiple times. You've had acupuncture treatment. Now you've had 38 times. And now the insurance company says that you stopped after that. And they said you only treated 38 times. Now you're 3 years after the accident, and they're saying in trial or to your attorney or to you with regard to resolving your claim or settling your claim, you only went to the doctor 38 times. Do you see? Do you understand? They just treat this like it's no big deal. They treat this like it's insignificant. Let's break this down. Let's give you this picture. 38 times, what happens when you go to a doctor's office? You go, you check in, you sign some paperwork. Maybe you fill out a new paperwork. Maybe you fill out an update sheet. You sit down, you wait. Maybe you wait 20 minutes. Maybe you wait 40 minutes. You go into an internal room. You wait for the doctor. Maybe you wait another 15 minutes. The doctor sees you. Maybe they want to run some tests. Maybe you go down the hallway. You've used a whole afternoon or a whole morning. Put it in perspective and context, right? Now, multiply that times 38 times you've done this. You've had to take off work. It's a great inconvenience. You're hurting, right? That's just one small example, but you can see how you can beat that. If you know the information, if you have the information, if you're trained, if you're legitimately, truthfully, competently educated, that's what you need to have. Brad, let's talk about this exchange of information. Another mistake you can make to ruin your whole injury claim is they say they want a statement. And it's almost laughable because when you ask the insurance adjuster for the statement of the drunk driver, they won't give it to you. If you ask for the statement of the texting driver that caused the accident, they won't give it to you. But they want the injured person's statement, and they want it right now.
Well, start right there and make it a swinging door where they have to swing the door first. And what I mean by that is when they ask for a statement, you say, fine, I want to know what your insured statement is. We're sorry, we can't give you that, or we'll have to get the insured's permission. What? You have to get the insured's permission to give me their statement, but you want my statement. And you're representing the insured. So I'm, in essence, going to give the insured my statement, but I don't get to hear what the insured says. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Give me your insured's policy limits. We're going to have to ask the insured if we have permission to do that. What? You have to ask the insured if you can tell me what their policy limits are. But why don't we get the insured on the phone right now and find out what the insured's going to say? And you're not going to advise them not to do it. As a matter of fact, you're going to explain why policy limits are important to know. And we can get into that in another show. We've done shows about that. We can talk about it later. But are you going to give me any information about your insured? Are you going to tell me anything about them? Can you tell me all the policies they have? Well, we know about this policy. We don't know about any other policies. Oh, now let's see. Now you've also said you want me to tell you all my medical condition. Are you going to tell me anything about this case from your side? Are you going to tell me any interviews you had with any witnesses? Are you going to tell me any of the information that I would like to know about what you've been doing and what your side is saying about the case before I give you this information? No, they're not going to. Are you going to give it to me after I give you all the information you're asked for? The answer is probably no. They're not going to give it to you then either. And they're going to use a lot of excuses that really, quite frankly, are not true.
So if you know these mistakes in advance, then you can win the war. You can navigate the insurance maze. Then you can end up with an honorable, decent, fair outcome for you and your family and your future. One of the biggest mistakes you can make, and everybody listen to this. I've seen it time and time again. Brad's seen it time and time again. You have this accident. And I keep using the same example, this texting into this drunk driver, or they were reading their mail, or watching a movie on their phone, and they rear-ended you, right? Your life has now changed. How many times have we seen people say, well, I was injured, I'm probably going to get better. They go to the doctor a couple times. I hope I'm going to get better. I hope, I guess I will. And then they don't have this information of what you do right now, what you do in the first couple of weeks, what you do in the first couple of days, what you do in the first couple of months. Then what happens? Fast forward the movie to about 8 or 9, 10 months later. They understand. Now the injured victim understands the pain and problems and symptoms are not going to go away. Wow. The doctor said you're likely going to have to live with this, meaning it's permanent. Wow. You might have future in the surgery in the future. Wow. So now if you didn't do the appropriate, correct things in the intervening 9 months from the date of the accident to this period of time, or 6 months from the date of the accident to 6 months later, if you didn't do those proper steps, if you made mistakes along the way, the insurance company, even though you have a legitimate claim, your surgery might be $100,000 or more, they're going to use those mistakes you made against you, period. So, Brad, let's talk about you going to the doctor's office, and insurance companies love this. It's another mistake in how you can ruin your claim. You fill out the forms, any doctor, a chiropractor, an MD, a neurologist, and sometimes they have body diagrams there, and then where do you hurt? And is it pins and needles or stabbing pain or what? Describe it. And if you don't exactly put out everything, I mean, you circle the low back because your low back's killing you, then the insurance company lawyers say later, well, you didn't mention on your form this, 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 or this.
A lot of times those forms are very misleading and they're deceiving. How can they be that way? You're going, because think about yourself going into the doctor's office. You've arrived maybe at the time of your appointment or just a few minutes before your appointment. You didn't get there 20 minutes before or 30 minutes before. And if you're going to multiple appointments, you get used to showing up at the time of your appointment. But they give you this form to fill out. And you fill out this form. Now, you're realizing, I'm going to be talking to the doctor in here in a minute, and I'll tell them about these different things. So you fill out a few spots, but you don't fill them all out. Not because you're not experiencing pain, not because you're not hurting. It's because you're just basically in a rush. You're in a hurry. You're filling out the forms so you can get in to see the doctor, or you're thinking there's no real reason to have to do this. I've seen this doctor 15 times. I tell them all the time where my injuries are, so you'd ignore the form. Those forms come back to haunt you. They come back to haunt you. What the insurance company, defense lawyers, defense doctors depend on that. They depend on you sitting down with that form and saying, where it's saying, are you losing sleep over this injury? And you think, you know, last night I slept pretty good. You know you haven't been sleeping well because of the injury, but last night I slept pretty good. So you mark it based on what happened last night, not what's happened the week before you saw the doctor, but just last night. And next thing you know, they're saying, look how much better you were that day. Look how you didn't put down any injuries that day. Look how you didn't have any soreness that day. Look how you didn't do these things. And they depend once again on what I call the human nature factor. Because the human nature factor is not to put all that stuff down on those forms. Instead, it's one of, in just a few minutes, I'm going to be talking to the doctor. And they depend on the human nature factor of most people are optimists. They believe that they downplay their injuries and they think more about the optimism in the future. And so a lot of times that pain they had, they're going, oh, it's only a 4, but when it really was a 7. Or they're so used to living at a level of 5 or 6. Or 7, that when it's a little bit better, they put an artificially low number on the pain scale. All those things come back against you. What do you need to do? You need to be truthful on those forms, but you need to stop and think what really is the truth. What is accurate versus what am I just sloughing off or not paying attention to because I'm going to cover it in some other way? Because later on, a year later, 2 years later, when they're asking the doctor on the stand, "Doctor, do you remember so-and-so coming into you and saying their shoulder hurt? Here, this form says they didn't have a shoulder injury or shoulder pain. It just shows neck pain. Do you remember them saying their shoulder hurt?" The doctor's going to go, "I don't remember." They're not going to be
able to. Yeah, the doctors usually have no independent recollection of what happened in a meeting a year and a half ago. So they rely on the medical records. You know, and Brad, it just struck the right tone. And go back to what I said a minute ago. You have 38 visits, 38 medical visits. By number 31, 32, 33, you're going, "Wow, I've repeated this. I've said this so many times. I'm just going to cut a few corners on these forms. I don't want to fill it out all over again. Why do I have to do this? This wasn't my fault. Myth, surely, some insurance company is going to pay me. Myth, surely, they're going to compensate me fairly for all my injuries, now and in the future, right? Wrong. You have to win the war. Another mistake you can make is not reporting your pre-existing conditions." Brad, let's talk about that just a second. Pre-existing conditions are important. You can't lie. You can't cover them up. You need to understand them and have a strategy to take them head on.
Well, that's exactly right, too. On pre-existing conditions, you need to report them. You need to deal with them. You need to find out to what extent they've been aggravated because of the injuries, or to what extent you have other situations that need to be addressed, or to what extent they're causing your injury. Rarely are they the cause of your injury. Most of the time what they do is they've been aggravated, or because you've been in a weakened condition, the injury occurs and is worse than it might have otherwise been.
You know, we didn't cover today mistakes you can make with property damage. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 to find out how that works. And how property damage affects your injury claim. Wow, I didn't know that. And we couldn't cover today, we didn't have enough time, social media mistakes. You can make big social media mistakes. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. We will illuminate you. We will educate you. We'll shed light on the subject. We didn't talk about disposing of important evidence. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.